If you've ever felt like you're either bottling up your feelings or drowning in them, then this episode is for you. Because today I'm going to talk about 5 steps to regulate your emotions without shutting them down. We don't want to silence them. We don't want to stuff them down. And Lord, please let us stop faking that we're okay. We don't need a fake peace, okay? Today's really big takeaway is that emotional regulation isn't about numbing your feelings or saying you're okay and you're fine. It's about responding with wisdom instead of reacting in survival mode. Before we get into the topic, I was blown away by the love and support of you guys being so excited about my self-paced program. As you know, if you've been here for any length of time, I do not run a lot of discounts or sales or anything on my products or my books. So last month in June, I ran 50% off of my self-paced program. So I know some of you love that, and as some of you didn't get to take advantage of that, that I decided to do July. Now, I'm really serious here now. July will be the last chance that you have to get 50% off this self-paced program for who knows how long. Because again, if you know and you've been here, I don't often promote such a big discount or if discounts at all. So you have another opportunity throughout the entire month of July to pick up my self-paced program called Untangle Your Thoughts. And this is really for you if you're tired of overthinking, the self-doubt, the emotional exhaustion. If you're not maybe ready for one-on-one coaching, but you want something that is still goes in depth with emotions and feelings in your relationship with God, then this self-paced program would be for you. I don't think you need more information. I actually think that the tools that you have can make a huge difference in your life. Sometimes we need help implementing them. So this self-paced program is going to help you learn simple, powerful tools to reframe and renew your thoughts. Most importantly, it's going to help you get to the root of your beliefs about yourself, others, and God. But I want you to know that this isn't just another spiritual program that's going to ignore your pain. We don't need more band-aids, but I am believing for real breakthrough. And the good news is that I'm going to spend this summer updating and putting in new content. And when you buy the self-paced program, you actually get lifetime access to it. So that means you get lifetime access to all the updates. So really now is your time. Not even going to lie. So the link is going to be in the show notes, and go ahead right to the link, and it's going to give you 50% off right away. No skipping through all these things or entering codes. It's going to take you right to the 50% off. Okay. I'm excited. Let's do this. Don't wait any longer though. Now let's talk about how to regulate your emotions. Maybe we should start with this. God never asked you to be a robot. I can't tell you how many times I've said this in probably my self-paced program, but most importantly to the people I mentor and my one-on-one coaching clients. I don't know where we think that like God has programmed us and we're supposed to not have any feelings and we're just supposed to be this robot that he tells us what to do and we're just supposed to show up and pretend to be happy. We're not robots. He did not create you to suppress your emotions. He also didn't design you to be ruled by them. So we just have to learn how to live in the in-between because we're often suppressing our feelings, which means that it's a conscious choice to avoid or maybe push down our emotions in the moment. We want to often stay in control, so we'll suppress it, or we repress our emotions. And that is a unconscious, sometimes defense mechanism where the mind actually, or automatically, I should say, kind of like hides these distressing emotions or memories without us even realizing it. I like to say we kind of exile them and we repress them and we don't even acknowledge them. And the third thing that we can do is we express them. And this doesn't mean it's always good, but it's an open act of acknowledging, sharing, and processing emotions in a healthy or unhealthy way. And so today, I want to teach you how to honor your emotions and regulate them, because I think regulation isn't about getting rid of emotions, as you can tell. I love talking about emotions and feelings, because I was the girl. And I always say this, you've heard me say it. I was the emotional roller coaster. I took everything as an offense, and it has taken me so much conscious effort to not be offended by how people say things, how they word things, how they come at me. You know, I've had to consciously choose to question the reality, because how we hear what somebody says is so important. And we often hear what people say based on our own pain, our own beliefs, our own theology of who we think God is, and all of that. So for me, I can remember even early on in my husband and I's marriage where I was so overstimulated. I had no idea how unhealthy I was, how just physically unhealthy I was, not alone just emotionally, spiritually. I was going through the motions, but I was under eating and I was over exercising still. I was afraid to eat food. And I was so emotionally unregulated that I just felt like the poor guy, like couldn't do anything right. You know, and that's just like one instance where I just felt like I was always more snappy, like I was at the end of my rope. It kind of reminds me of that quote that people often say, and I think this is what I'm trying to say. You can't burn a candle at both ends, because at some point they're going to meet in the middle. Yeah, that was me. And I didn't realize it because it got to the middle and I was exhausted and I was so emotionally overstimulated and everything. And it took me so much time to learn regulation, to slow down, to question it. And sometimes it can be exhausting to do that. So let's get into the 5 steps. Again, these are not any like, they're not all the answer. There's things that we can do with our body. There is more to this. So I don't want you to be like, this is the only thing. But so much happens in our mind that we need to pay attention to. And as you know, I can't cover everything in one 15 to 18 minute podcast episode. So if you want more on this, I highly recommend picking up my self-paced program for 50% off. Again, link is directly in the show notes. Or if you know that you need to physically process something with someone, you can book a free 20-minute consultation, and that will also be in the show notes. Step one, acknowledge the emotion. When we want to regulate our emotions without shutting them down, awareness, I just had a session with a client about awareness just before recording this episode, how important we have to get to the point that we're even recognizing something's going on inside of us. That's like the first step. Like, stop for a moment. When your heart begins to race or your palms are sweating or you want to cry or you want to escape the situation, take a moment. Your body is communicating. So step one is we actually have to slow down to recognize, something isn't right. I love to use this analogy of a Rolodex, because each card in the Rolodex has information about every situation or event or circumstance. So if you know what a Rolodex is, it used to hold like the name of the person, then you have like some space to put some information, their phone number. Well, our brains and our bodies kind of work the same way. It's like a Rolodex. It remembers the situations, the events, but most importantly, how you felt about that situation. So it's going to, when you're encountering something, it's going to go through the Rolodex, so to speak, and go, oh, here's a similar situation that happened, and it's going to remind you. So every time we get triggered internally or externally, our brain goes through the Rolodex, right? So we just kind of have to acknowledge, take a moment. Something doesn't feel right. James 1, 19 through 20 says, so then, my beloved, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. There's so much kindness and slowness. So when we are being kind to ourselves and those around us is when we just take a moment to pause. Hey, something's not right inside of me. The second thing is we have to identify it now. We have to name it. And you've heard me probably say this if you've listened to some of my other podcasts. We have to name it. So is fear present? Is anger present? Is envy present? Because once we acknowledge something isn't right, we can give ourselves permission to explore what we're feeling. Because we have to say, is this hindering us or is it serving us? Because when we experience fear as an emotion, for example, we will have feelings of being afraid, frightened, or scared. And so we have to kind of check in. I'm aware, but now I have to identify it. Number three, acceptance. This is, I think, in working with my coaching clients and those that go through my self-paced program, is acceptance. I'm not saying that we just accept and settle, but this, what I'm saying here is that we accept, meaning it allows us to feel without being run by what we're experiencing. Like you just kind of say, okay, I am angry. I have learned we are run by our emotions when we run away from them. But when we choose to accept what we're experiencing at the moment, we are experiencing all the feelings and we stop running from ourselves. Because when we refuse to run, we can evaluate why we are experiencing that feeling. We just have to stay curious. So I'm not saying that you just accept that as part of your identity, but when we just say, I am angry, versus suppressing, repressing them, and acting like nothing's wrong. It's so easy for us to deny our reality and keep going and pretend that we're okay. So we have to slow down. We have to identify. We have to accept what's happening, not as your identity, but just, hey, this is really what's going on. Then we have to stay curious. So the fourth step in that regulation is getting curious. So we have to ask ourselves, what is the emotion telling us? Because there's stories surrounding what we believe. What we believe could be true, or could be lies. And to know the truth is to know that truth brings healing and restoration. And a lie produces death and causes really us to wage this war inside of us. So we must ask ourselves, what is this emotion trying to communicate to us about who we are, our life? What is it we're going through? I just went through this practice with one of my coaching clients today, a different one in a session, helping her to stay curious about when she has maybe moments of jealousy, of saying, why do you think it's taking away from you when this person is being encouraged or blessed? Like, it doesn't take away from you, but where does that come from? And the more that she got curious, we identified some lies that she was believing that caused these emotions to happen. And now we can go somewhere because we named it and we stayed curious and we stayed compassionate toward ourselves. The last thing in this is that to regulate is we have to have a conversation with God. Is God in our conversation? Because how we choose to continue to move forward towards healing versus continuing the cycling of the feeling, we need to start interrupting us spiraling down, because we can spiral up. We have to interrupt ourselves. We have to interrupt the normal thought patterns to create new ones. It's how we renew our minds. Change happens in the tension. We will have tension when we think a new thought in an opposite direction to what we are used to thinking. Our brains are lazy. They're not going to take a new path just because. No, they're going to take a path that you've already created. So to change the way we think, we must challenge the way we think, right? Think of a railroad switch. A railroad switch allows that train to be guided from one track to another. So the interruptions of a normal thought pattern, the conversations with God, and really that truth can bring us to switch tracks and take a new route. At that meeting point of the switch is where we will feel our greatest tension. It's okay to feel tension. So the five steps to help you regulate emotion without shutting down is we have to acknowledge the emotion. We have to identify it. We have to accept it, not try to exile it, pretend it's not big or it's not as big as somebody else. But we have to ask ourselves, what is the emotion telling us? And we have to be willing to have a conversation with God. So if you're tired of spiraling down and you want to spiral up, or you feel like your emotions are too much, let's work together. In coaching, I can help you build those emotional tools that match your story, your body, and your walk with God. We can work on nervous system, renewing your thoughts, and creating habits. But you can also check out my self-paced study right now that is 50% off for the month of July and will be going away. I promise you that, at 50% off for this month. So head to the show notes. But most importantly, don't try to do this alone. God is with you, and so am I. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.